this vision is wonderful. You know, our Christian life, even like our brother said, our personal life without a goal would be terrible. You have no vision. The prophet says, without a vision, peoples will run wild. Everyone will be doing his thing because there's no vision. Can you imagine a country without a vision, without a goal? Everyone can do whatever he wants. And this is what Christianity is doing today. Everyone for himself. Each one is doing what is right in his own eyes. And they don't realize that we have a king. This is the most important thing in a kingdom. What is the most important thing with a nation? Can you imagine a nation without a government? Or a nation with this terrible government? Can you imagine that without this wonderful king of righteousness and peace, how can the kingdom exist? So it's not good enough just to have a Savior and know the Lord is our Savior and have forgiveness and cleansing and helping us in some trouble. But the king is indwelling in us to rule. It depends on a king. If a country has a good king, history tells us, then the country has peace and righteousness. If the country has a terrible government who didn't care about the people, just caring about their own party and their own self, then that country will be in shambles. No hope, no future. It depends on the king. And so if we say that we are Zion today, the kingdom, so the question is, who is the king? Are you the king? Anybody the king here? No. Christ is the head over all things to the church. Not just over a few things. God has appointed Christ to be head over everything. But unfortunately, although it is written, who is the head today? In many of the Christian groups, the pastor, the elders, people who want the power. You take away all these, then they have nothing. They have nothing. Because Christ is not practically the head over all things of the church. I have never seen a place where Christ really was the head. Man was the head. We have seen a place where that person was so elevated, even above Christ. He called himself the deputy authority. Wow, Christ needs a deputy. Who can be your deputy husband? Nobody. Oh, better not anyone. No, Christ is the unique bridegroom. And he's the king in the kingdom. So if we don't see this, no wonder everybody can have his own opinion. You can say, I don't like this. I can say, I don't like that. And I see it differently. But nobody asks how he sees the thing. It's the king who makes the decision, not anybody else. It's not his ministers. It is not those who are representing him. He doesn't need a representation. Can anyone represent you as a husband? Would you take a representation?
I would not.
But why? We, as the bride of Christ in the church, We take so many representations. And we listen to men more than we listen to Christ. This is not right. This is why it's confusion among Christianity. And this is why in every nation, the government hold on to power. Yeah. And they want everyone to listen to them. No love, no righteousness, no care. They just care for themselves. But our King is the one who cares for all of us. He even died for us to redeem us. And He supplied us with everything that we need in the kingdom. Where do you see such a government? Just ask yourself, how does your government in your country look like? Trudeau, he cares for you? Oh, no way. He's going to freeze your asset. Oh, yeah. They thought everything belongs to them. They have absolute control and power. But our Lord is not like that. Firstly, He loves us. Can you imagine a government who loves the people? You think your government loves you, loves the people? No. Our government is doing the best they could to destroy the country. How terrible. Well, this is, what do we expect? This is the end of the age. God has given this world 6,000 years to rule. To prove to them you cannot rule because you're fallen. Especially in our age. Look at a world war, so terrible. Look at the Second World War. It's so terrible. It destroys everything. And Satan is a murderer, a destroyer. His name, the beast when he comes, his name is called Abaddon and Apollyon. What does it mean, that name? Destroyer. So when the beast comes, he's going to destroy everything. No. But what about our Redeemer King, our Savior King? He came to save us. He was even willing to die for us. Which government is willing to die for you? You think Trudeau is going to die for you?
He wants us to die.
No government in this world is like that, like our King. He is the real King.
Amen.
The King who loves us. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross, to redeem us, to gain a people for His kingdom. Because a king needs a kingdom. You cannot have a king without a kingdom. But on the other hand, you cannot have a kingdom without a king. A kingdom without a king would be lawless. It would be mafia. Okay, everybody does what he wants, and at the end is a lawless nation. There won't be any nation. So, a king needs a kingdom, but a kingdom needs a king, a righteous, good king. Praise the Lord. So finally, at the end of this age, after God has proven to the whole world that fallen humanity cannot rule. Otherwise, if the Lord comes, we're going to argue with Him. Well, we can do a good job. Well, the Lord says, read your history. This is why they want to destroy history. They want to change history. Because human history is a history of war. Have you studied history? What have you learned from history?
A lot of wars.
Killing, wars. Churchill said, the only thing that we learn from history is that we don't learn from history. We repeat history. War after war after war, every empire in this world is an empire of war. They want to conquer the whole world. They want to rule. Right. And this is going on today, even in our time. If people don't have the eyes to see because they don't believe in God's word, then what are we going to do? So we are waiting, really, for the second coming of the Lord. But he is waiting for us to be ready. This is why he's waiting. He's waiting because he doesn't want to rule by himself. He could, but that's not God's plan. He wants man to rule.
Amen.
So please be clear concerning God's plan and purpose.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
I think we have to go, right?
Yes.
Okay.